Good morning. My guest this morning is Joe Gilura from the Raven Performing Arts Center. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, you have almost finished the major directing of Brighton Beach Memoirs,
yes.
A very famous play.
Yes, we have we have our dress rehearsal tomorrow night, and then we open.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So talk about the play just a bit.
It's from a time when Neil Simon was, I think, really evolving as a real playwright. If you look at his early plays, there was an idea with lots of gags attached to them. And if you listen to them, they're very funny and they laugh and you go away and there's nothing there. Then he was in his early 50s when he wrote this play. And I think he began reflecting and maybe thought about legacy. I don't know what was going through, but he started to write about his life and what he was really familiar. So this is the first of several plays, takes place when he's 15. And it's a wonderful, heartwarming story of struggling at that very difficult time. It's a depression and all those stresses.
Have you ever worked with this show or with other Neil Simon shows before?
I have never directed a Neil Simon show before. No, I have not. I have worked on several, and I've performed in a couple, but I've never directed one. I'm glad I started on this one, though.
Yes. Oh, that's great. Talk about the cast a little bit.
It's a small cast, seven people. What the situation is that two families, two sisters, have to move into the same house because one of the sisters' husbands has died. And it's a small house, and so there's all these people crammed into a space. And that's stress, and it's the economic stress. And I was thinking last night as I was watching our rehearsal that it's something like a Seinfeld episode because, in a way, nothing happens, but everything happens.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's one of those stories.
And also these various characters come out, and although the audience laughs at them because of what they say, the audience also laughs because they know these people.
Right. I know every person on this stage. I have family members that I can put names to. I won't name names for the sake of propriety. But
I wonder just how many of the audiences of plays out here have that business of knowing these characters from their childhood.
Oh, interesting question. Yes. Of course, we came from a society where a family stayed together and families lived near each other and interacted with each other. And of course, many people came west to get away from those families, which can be supportive but also constrictive.
Yes.
So I don't know that. It'll be interesting to see how that plays here.
So you open on the 29th, which is Friday.
Correct.
And you play through March 14th, which coincidentally enough is Valentine's Day.
February 14th.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yes. We're on for 3 weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with one Thursday performance in the middle.
Who chose this show for Raven Performing Arts Center?
The Stephen David Martin is our artistic director, and he is responsible for choosing the season. And he consults with several people and asks those people, I'm one of them, to read plays and to offer opinions. But ultimately, he's the one who puts together and looking at how a season works.
Joe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
So it's the Raven Performing Arts Center in Healdsburg bringing you Neil Simon's Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Right.
So it plays January 29th to February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Right.
I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.